Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Obsidian Achievement. This is your host, Michael Russin. Happy Thursday. Thank you for joining me. I started an episode yesterday. I got an important phone call, which is rare to have one of those during an episode, but I had to take it. Good news phone call, so I definitely wanted to take it. Doing the right thing over long periods of time is the most powerful force to enact positive change in your life. Consistently doing what's right, especially when it's difficult, is one of the most powerful ways to enact positive, long-lasting change in your life. Every day we are faced with choices. Most people don't understand how much power they truly have. They have no idea. As a Man Thinketh by James Allen was a book that changed my life forever because I was never really taught how to think. My one good lesson my dad gave me was Russins never quit. And that stuck with me I could just remember that. It's so important, the things you tell your children. And I try to remind myself of this all the time, that I'm to be as careful as possible, the types of language I use around my girls, and I'm not perfect. I drop something on the floor and I MF it, and I turn around, my daughter's crawling towards me. I'm like, you idiot. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to do my best to police internally the type of language that I use around my children. But, you know, I can remember my dad saying over and over again, Russins don't quit, Russins don't quit. And that's a big reason why I've never quit. It's the reason why I get up and do the same things the same way, the same time every single day, regardless of how I feel or what's going on in my life, is because of that lesson. But ultimately, I didn't really learn how to think until I read As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. And he says that most men are just buffeted by circumstance, that they're tossed to and fro on the waves of life, not understanding that they're the captain of the boat. I think that's the key difference between people that make things happen and people that just relegate their lives to just suffering and despair. Is that the people that make things happen understand that they're the captain. They have control over the sails and the rudder. Yeah, you're still going to get tossed around. You're still going to get blown off course. You're still going to deal with storms. But you could still generally control the direction of the boat. Sometimes more, sometimes less. But many people treat themselves as passengers on the boat. Just whatever happens, happens. They're just getting tossed all over the place. And they're never really heading in one direction. And the more that you're able to take control and do the right things the right way, the more that you're going to ultimately take control over the course of your life, the direction that you headed. And what you'll find is that really nothing will knock you completely off course. You might get blown, what's the term, knots? You might get blown a couple knots to the left, a couple knots to the right. Or maybe that's speed. I think that's the speed for boats. You know what I'm saying. A couple degrees to the left, a couple degrees of the left, or to the right. That's ubiquitous. But you're never truly blown completely off course. Now, the problem is that most people don't even have a course. They don't have a destination, so they don't even know where they're going. So they're just... they're blown all over the place, and they have no idea where they're, you know, the storm passes, and they look up, and the sky's sunny, and they still don't know where they're at. Well, okay, I guess I'll go this way. Whereas the person that knows what they're doing and where they're going, listen to me, will, when the storm passes, be able to make up much more ground in a definite direction. What people don't realize is that outside of major crises in your life, there's a lot of time to gain ground. You know, when you don't have to fight an enemy every couple of steps, you can make a lot of ground in the march forward, but sometimes life is fighting an enemy every couple of steps. You're engaged in a battle, make a couple steps forward, make a couple steps forward, but sometimes you've eliminated all the enemies at that point in your life and you're able to just sprint forward. But if you don't know where you're headed, you just stand there or spin around or run in the wrong direction, Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's important, number one, that you understand where you're headed and why you're going there. And the why is just as important as the where. The why gets you to the where. But number two, it's important to understand that you need to push in that direction daily. There's really no time for rest. You're either going forwards or backwards. You're very rarely, if ever, staying in one spot. You're either advancing or you're retreating. And that's entirely up to you. So what are you doing? Let me ask you this. Who are you? Who are you as a person and what are your goals? What do you stand for? What are your principles? I don't think it's possible to know where you're going until you know who you are. Because who you are determines where you're going to go. Many people don't know who they are, so they pick a false direction. I want to head in this direction. And then they wonder why they're constantly changing courses. Well, I don't want to go this way anymore. I'm going to go this way. I don't want to go that way anymore. I'm going to go this way. And then you're just never making any real progress because you're constant. I see this all the time. I'm going to go to school. I'm going to do this. I'm going to start this business. I'm going to do this. No, I'm going to go back to school. And I'm going to start this business. And then I'm going to go over here. And then before you know it, this person, they've let 5 years go by of their life. And they haven't made any forward progress because they're constantly changing courses and destinations. And that tells me that you don't know who you are. I know who I am. I'm always heading in a definite direction. I've been heading in the same direction now for over a decade. Because I know who I am as a person and I know what I want. Well, let's say, I wouldn't say a decade. I didn't know who I was for a couple of years there. I'd say for 5 years now. 5 years is a more fair assessment. That I've been heading in the right direction now, the direction for my life, steadily for 5 years. Now that doesn't mean I haven't been blown off course. That doesn't mean that haven't had to make adjustments. But you know what I've found is that it's always easier to go through the storm than around it. Because oftentimes you go around it and it takes 10 times longer, if not more, and you might encounter another storm trying to avoid the first one. So I've always found it's easiest, not necessarily easiest, it's wisest. That's a better way to put it. It's wiser to face and charge through the storm headlong. I've talked about the buffalo and the bison, the bison and just like the regular cows. Regular cows run from the storm and they end up getting rained on longer because they end up running along with the storm. Whereas the bison, they turn around, face it, and run through it. And they're rained on less time. So you need to be the type of person that faces the challenge and runs through it. I've always found that life will bend to your will if you attack things with tenacity. Especially things that life is used to. You know, you got to treat life like an opponent. And I always look at it as, how can I present myself in a way that's different than most people? Because if I do that, I'm going to get a different result than most people. So if you attack problems head on with tenacity and definiteness of purpose, life will bend to your will. Because it's used to people running away or sticking their heads in the sand or avoiding it altogether. Not, oh, I don't see it, I'm not talking about it, I'm just going to hope it resolves itself on its own. I used to be one of those people years ago. It's like, if I ignore it long enough, it'll go away. It never goes away. It gets worse. So you need to focus on attacking problems head on. and smashing through them. Now, that doesn't mean it's not going to be painful. It doesn't mean it's not going to be scary. It doesn't mean that you're not going to make mistakes. But you sure as hell will make progress much quicker than a normal person. I'm always trying to separate myself from normal people. I don't want to be like normal people. I despise the idea of submitting myself to a life of normalcy. There's one thing my life certainly has not been, is normal. I have a very abnormal life. My wife says it to me all of the time. It's just crazy. Life is just crazy. And I love it that way. I wouldn't have it any other way. So I'm always trying to do what I can to separate myself from the normal. Always thinking about what would a normal person do and what can I do to get a different result. Because the life of normal people to me is a life of defeat, despair, and ultimately decay. For the sake of alliteration. So the last thing I want to be is normal. The last thing I want to do is have a normal life. And let's face it, most normal people are absolutely miserable. Why do you think normal people are constantly looking for an escape? You know, video games, alcohol, drugs, sex, pornography, weird hobbies. You know what I mean? Or just like, you know, always looking for this next adventure. And, you know, I find that, let's talk about that for a second. People will try to make themselves have an abnormal life by like doing the whole adventure traveling thing. That's not what's going to give you a different life. I know so many people that are running from their demons, from plane to country, thinking that somehow moving yourself in a spatiotemporal sense is the answer to curing what's inside of you, right? You see this a lot with these yogi people, you know what I mean? These hippies, they travel all over the place, they take different drugs, you know, doing the whole ayahuasca thing, constantly looking. You know, there's a young man I used to know who was just always looking for the next big adventure. I gotta move. And it was just such an obvious outward reflection of internal despair. And he would brag about his experiences, and he would tell other people, you gotta do this, you gotta do this, as if he was some sort of a life coach. All the while, I could see very clearly, you're just running. You're just running. You're trying to outrun yourself, and yourself is attached to yourself, so good luck. That's the thing. People try to outrun themselves, but themselves are attached to themselves pretty damn closely. You know what I mean? It'd be like saying I'm trying to outrun my legs. You know, I'm trying to get away from my legs. All the while, they're the very things carrying you, right? That's silly and that's foolish, but that's exactly what it's like. You're not going to find the answers running. You're not going to find the answers in the next adventure. You're not going to find the answers in the next job. You're not going to find the answers in the next man or woman. Listen to me. Listen to me. You're not going to find the answers in these things. It's not going to be a new car. It's not going to be a new house. It's not going to be a new job. It's not going to be a new man, new woman, new career, new religion. None of that. You're not going to find it anywhere. It starts first, speaking of religion, with getting your heart right with the one true God. Some of you don't want to hear that. You're going to skip over this part of the podcast, and you're going to continue to live a miserable, pointless life. Because any life is miserable and pointless as apart from Jesus. There's nothing that you can have apart from Jesus. Nothing. There will be a hole in your heart that you will try to fill with experiences and people and foods and places, and you're always going to end up empty. because the only thing that can fill that hole, speaking from personal experience, is Jesus Christ. That's it. That's the only thing that fills that hole, that void, because he's infinite. And the void in our hearts, it says in Ecclesiastes that God has put infinity in the heart of man. I can't remember the exact Greek translation. I'm going to come back to that at some point. But it's like infinite. And the only thing that fills that void is an infinite God. So you can keep running. You can keep having sex and doing this and doing that and traveling and buying this and buying that and signing up for this class and doing this yoga and all this other nonsense. It's so funny. The most cultured people I know are the most empty. Empty. Everything superficial. Oh, I believe in this, this, and this, and I do yoga 3 times a week, and I have my crystals and my star chart, and I'm a Gemini with a Saturn rising, blah, 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 blah. And I like to, you know, I do this, and I do that, I'm part of this club, I'm part of that club, and blah, 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 blah. And they're just empty. Running from one fling to the next. Life is just a series of flings, whether it's people or experiences or places or jobs. Always empty, and you can see it in the eyes, the bags under the eyes, Chico, they don't lie. I can see emptiness in people. I've been blessed with a gift to read people. It's frightening sometimes, and I don't talk about it a lot. I keep it to myself. But I'm able to see things about people very, very quickly. And if you've met me in person, I know you. I know everything about you. You can ask my wife. People can't slip things by me. You might get away with something, but I knew it the whole time, and I let you get away with it. And there's been so many times I've told my wife or other people close to me that this person right here is probably going to end up doing this. No, they would never. Bam. And then it happens. What do I say? Told you so. Saw that coming from a mile away. It's one of my favorite expressions. I can see the emptiness in your face. So first is God. But second, you need to know where you're going and who you are. Really, second is who you are. Who are you? What do you stand for? What are your principles? And then where are you going? What's your goal? What's your vision for your life? The scariest thing, one of the craziest quotes I've heard is, at the end of your life, I mean, there's a real true hell. But I also imagine at the end of your life, part of that hell being you meeting the person that you could have been. The person that you are meeting the person that you could have been. And it breaks my heart to say that many people, there would be such a wide, just millions of miles long gap between those two people that they wouldn't even recognize themselves. That if you were to bump into you, the version that you could have been and that you should be right now, at the mall, you'd be looking right at yourself and you wouldn't even recognize yourself. It's a shame. So I pray for you guys, number one, that you submit yourselves to the will of God, Jesus. Number two, that you really take some time to think about, discover who you are. And number three, that you develop a purpose and a vision for your life. Stop wandering so aimlessly through life and wasting time. So I love you guys. I hope you have a great day. Goodbye.